By 2016, Bill Gates had forcefully transitioned from tech Goliath to global philanthropist. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation had come a model of strategic philanthropy, applying unknown influence in global health education and invention. Gates had spent decades working problems in software. Now he was working problems that affected billions of people. And the challenges were far messier, more changeable, and profoundly mortal. Then's the thing Gates approached no way changed. He still saw the world as a set of systems, networks, and inefficiencies that could be optimized. The difference now was scale, not of software, but of mortal lives. Global health expansion. The late 2010s were marked by ambitious global health enterprise. Gates concentrated on eradicating polio, combating malaria, and addressing arising pitfalls like neglected tropical conditions. Polio was a major success story. Thanks to sustained vaccination juggernauts and transnational cooperation, the number of polio cases dropped to record lows. Gates frequently visited remote townlets to cover progress, meeting with frontline health workers to understand challenges and ensure that programs were enforced effectively. Malaria remained a patient problem, but Gates invested heavily in innovative results, experimental vaccines, genetically modified mosquitoes, and distribution of germicide-treated nets. He also funded exploration into individual tools that could descry complaint before, reducing mortality rates. Gates' influence extended beyond backing. He shaped policy, encouraged collaboration between governments and NGOs, and pushed pharmaceutical companies to prioritize affordability. The approach was rigorous, always predicated in data and issues. Education and technology access education continue to be a major pillar. Gates supported digital literacy, substantiated education tools, and schoolteacher training enterprise. In the U.S., the foundation targeted underfunded academy sections, aiming to close achievement gaps and ameliorate knowledge and calculation issues. Internationally, Gates supported programs that handed access to technology for remote communities. He understood that technology could be a ground, not just for information, but for occasion, commission, and upward mobility. By 2020, the foundation's sweats had touched hundreds of millions of scholars worldwide, demonstrating that systemic change needed tolerance, continuity, and constant adaption. Philanthropy beyond borders. Gates' philanthropy was no way limited by terrain. He decreasingly concentrated on systemic issues like food security, agrarian invention, and climate change. He funded exploration into failure, resistant crops, sustainable husbandry practices, and renewable energy technologies. He saw the connections between challenges malnutrition, hindered education, lack of clean water aggravated complaint, and climate insecurity hovered both health and food security. Gates' approach images Microsoft mindset treat problems holistically, find influence points, and measure results. The particular elaboration by this stage, Gates had evolved not only in his work, but in his identity. The man formerly obsessed with software perfection, now obsessed over mortal well-being. He developed tolerance, modesty, and empathy, but his logical rigor remained complete. He also reflected intimately on the nature of wealth and responsibility. Through enterprise like the Giving Pledge, he encouraged other billionaires to devote the maturity of their fortunes to addressing global challenges. Gates emphasized responsibility, dimension, and long-term thinking, averring that philanthropy should produce palpable results, not just goodwill. Public perception and influence. The public perception of Gates shifted dramatically. Once a controversial commercial figure, he was now extensively celebrated for his philanthropic impact. He came a trusted counsel on global heads, from afflictions to climate challenges. The COVID-19 epidemic in 2020 underlined the applicability of his work. The Gates Foundation supported vaccine exploration, distribution logistics, and data-driven public health strategies. Gates' beforehand advocacy for epidemic preparedness, long before the contagion surfaced, stressed his foresight and methodical approach to problem working. Indeed, in the face of review and conspiracy propositions, Gates remained married to wisdom, grounded results, and transparent communication. He understood that influence came with scrutiny, and he concentrated on producing results that signified. Reflections on heritage. As the 2020s progressed, Gates decreasingly concentrated on long-term impact. He stepped further back from diurnal operations of the foundation, mentoring a new generation of leaders and icing that the association could sustain its work singly. Gates frequently reflected on his trip from a boy fascinated by computers, to a commercial Goliath, to a global philanthropist. He understood that true success wasn't measured in plutocrat software or awards. It was measured in lives bettered and openings created. He spoke candidly about failure as well. Some programs didn't succeed. Some enterprise fell suddenly. But he saw these lapses as openings to learn, reiterate, engage more effectively. That mindset, harmonious throughout his life, defined his continuing influence, a lasting gospel by the mid-2020s. Gates' gospel had formed intelligence and called for his carrier responsibility to act. Success is defined not by accumulation, but by donation. Systems allowing and data-driven opinions can break, indeed, the world's most complex problems if applied relentlessly, patiently, and collaboratively. He frequently added it up shortly. I spent my life erecting effects. Now I want to make a world where everyone has a chance to live, learn, and thrive. This vision, predicated in both rigor and empathy, came the hallmark of Gates' enduring heritage. The man who formerly revolutionized computing had now readdressed what it meant to use wealth, intellect, and influence for global good. By 2012, Bill Gates had forcefully established himself not just as a tech icon, but as a global leader in philanthropy. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation had grown into an institution with billions of bones and backing, staff in multiple countries, an enterprise gauging global health, education, and husbandry. But Gates knew that influence alone wouldn't break the world's toughest problems. He demanded strategy, invention, and hookups at an unknown scale. Global health fighting disease with Data Gates' approach to global health remained deeply logical. He didn't just fund programs, he estimated their effectiveness, measured issues, and dinned strategies. One major focus during this period was malaria eradication. Gates invested heavily in exploration for new vaccines, treatment programs, and precautionary measures like germicide-treated bed nets. He tracked data strictly which regions had the loftiest infection rates, which distribution styles were most effective, and where funding gaps hovered progress. Polio eradication also gained instigation. By uniting with the World Health Organization, Rotary International, and governments, the foundation helped target vaccination juggernauts in the hardest-to-reach regions. Gates occasionally tete-a-tete visited conventions in Nigeria, India, and Pakistan, observing vaccination drives and speaking with health workers on the frontal lines. He frequently remarked that seeing the work in person was the only way to completely grasp the challenges. During these times, Gates began to shift from purely funding results to impacting policy. He lobbied governments to invest in vaccine programs, supported for public-private hookups, and pressured pharmaceutical companies to produce affordable treatments for low-income populations. It was a natural extension of his business mindset, use influence to achieve scale. Education and innovation education remained another central focus. In the U.S., the foundation funded digital literacy programs, schoolteacher training, and enterprise to ameliorate pupil issues, particularly in under-resourced seminaries. Gates believed that technology could be a multiplier for literacy, important as software but a multiplier for productivity at Microsoft. Internationally, the foundation supported Knowledge Enterprise, handed digital tools in pastoral seminaries, and promoted innovative tutoring styles. Gates pushed for measurable results, averring that programs be covered strictly to ensure real progress. What distinguished Gates' approach was his asseveration on systemic change. He didn't want one. Off systems, he wanted scalable results that could be replicated encyclopedically. Climate, agriculture, and innovation. By the mid-2010s, Gates began exploring other pressing challenges. He invested in agrarian development in Africa and South Asia, helping small growers access better seeds, technology, and irrigation systems. He saw food security as a linchpin for global development. Healthier, more productive communities could also concentrate on education and health. Gates also began funding exploration in climate technology and clean energy. He honored that global warming posed pitfalls to health, husbandry, and profitable stability. Though lower publicized as health enterprise, this work reflected his long-term systems, acquainted thinking working one problem, frequently needed addressing multiple connected issues. Structure hookups and influence Gates' humanitarian strategy was erected around collaboration. He worked nearly with governments, NGOs, and POTS to gauge programs effectively. He understood that insulated sweats would no way achieve global impact. One key principle he emphasized: influence, not just finances. He could convene leaders, grease agreements, and coordinate large-scale enterprise. For illustration, Gates helped broker deals between pharmaceutical companies in low-income countries to ensure vaccines were affordable and extensively distributed. This approach images Microsoft Gospel: identify backups, align impulses, and optimize the system. Only now, the system was global health, not software. The Giving Pledge in 2010, Gates and Warren Buffett launched the Giving Pledge, encouraging billionaires to commit the maturity of their wealth to philanthropy. It was both emblematic and practical, a call to action for the world's flush to use their coffers for social good. The pledge reflected Gates' evolving worldview. He believed that extraordinary wealth carried extraordinary responsibility. Unlike traditional philanthropy, which could be unresistant or conventional, Gates' approach was active, rigorous, and demanding. He set the tone: philanthropy should produce measurable results, not just captions. Global recognition and review: Gates' work earned global recognition. He was celebrated by governments, NGOs, and media outlets as one of the most poignant philanthropists of his generation. Yet, he also faced review. Some argued that his foundation applied too important influence, decreeing precedences for global health and education. Others questioned whether a single existent could responsibly shape policy across mainlands. Gates took review in stride. He believed that measurable results signified further than perception. However, bettered education or reduced poverty if programs saved lives. He remained data-driven, grim, and undeterred by dubitation. Technology meets philanthropy indeed. As a philanthropist, Gates no way abandoned his tech roots. He explored how data and technology could accelerate progress in health and education. Digital health tools perfecting data collection on complaint outbreaks. Mobile platforms delivering education content to remote areas. Analytical modeling predicting the impact of interventions before they were rolled out. For Gates, technology wasn't just a career. It was a lens for working problems efficiently. He applied the same sense he'd use at Microsoft: scalable, measurable, and precise. Particular growth and reflection during these times, Gates also reflected on the broader meaning of success. At Microsoft, success had been measurable: request share, profit, product relinquishment. Now, success was harder to quantify: lives saved, children educated, conditions canceled. He frequently told associates in the media, "You measure what matters most, not what's easiest to count." His relationship with Melinda remained central. Their cooperation, geek, strategic, and deeply compassionate, was a foundation's twinkle. They batted, challenged, and ameliorated ideas together, icing the foundation's work balanced rigor with compassion. Preparing for the coming phase, by 2016, Gates had begun planning the coming transition. He honored that the foundation's success depended on leadership beyond himself. The thing was sustainability, icing that the association could thrive indeed as he reduced his diurnal involvement. Meanwhile, he continued to speak intimately about global health, education, and climate. He used his voice as strategically as he'd formerly used law to impact, inspire, and rally. Gates had come full circle. From the boy obsessed with computers to the man obsessed with working global problems, he'd learned that influence, intelligence, and wealth could produce impact far beyond particular ambition. By 2008, Bill Gates' life had completely rotated. The grim focus on Microsoft products, request dominance, and invention had ceded ground to a charge with stakes far higher: mortal lives. He no longer measured success in lines of law or billions in profit. Now, success was about vaccines delivered, seminaries bettered, conditions canceled, and openings created. Then's the thing: Gates didn't approach philanthropy like utmost billionaires. This was then about prestige or heritage systems. He treated it like a software problem. Identify backups, apply data, optimize results, reiterate. It was regular, occasionally brutal in its honesty, but deeply effective. Spanning the foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, now the largest private foundation in the world, had fleetly expanded its operations. With Warren Buffett's enormous donation in 2006, the foundation had billions in place, but backing alone was not the result. Gates claimed on strategy, criteria, and measurable issues. He and Melinda created brigades of experts in global health, education, husbandry, and policy. They didn't just write checks. They designed enterprise, anatomized pitfalls, and demanded responsibility. Gates frequently reminded his brigades, if we're going to spend this important plutocrat, we need to know it's changing lives, not just making captions. From sub-Saharan Africa to pastoral India, foundation systems targeted high impact areas, malaria forestalment, polio eradication, HIV/AIDS treatment, and educational reform in underserved U.S. seminaries. Global health fighting preventable disease, one of the early focuses, was malaria, a complaint that claimed hundreds of thousands of lives annually. Gates funded exploration for vaccines and germicide, treated nets, and worked with governments and NGOs to ensure distribution. He came privately familiar with every aspect of global health vaccine cold chains, mosquito parentage patterns, healthcare worker dearths. Meetings with scientists occasionally lasted hours, with Gates asking pointed questions about cost, effectiveness, scalability, and sustainability. It wasn't just data for him. It was particular. He understood that behind the figures were real children's lives, and that urgency drove him relentlessly. Polio eradication, Sweat's another major focus was polio. Gates knew eradicating complaint would bear unknown global collaboration. Countries demanded accompanied vaccination juggernauts, public mindfulness, and backing for field workers. He famously visited remote townlets, met with health workers, and occasionally tete-a-tete covered vaccination sweats. Gates claimed that no detail was too small, whether it was how vaccines were stored or how parents were educated about them. Every element signified. Polio eradication came a defining design, combining Gates' capacity for long-term strategic thinking with his amenability to immerse himself in the functional challenges on the ground. Education and technology access. While global health consumed much of Gates' energy, he no way lost sight of education. He believed that access to quality education and the technology to support it could change lives as dramatically as health interventions. In the U.S., the foundation funded innovative academy programs, digital literacy tools, and schoolteacher training enterprise. Gates' thing was to bridge the educational gap for scholars in underfunded sections, preparing them to contend in a decreasingly technological world. Internationally, the foundation promoted knowledge programs and helped expand access to computers and the internet in underserved regions. Gates saw technology not just as a tool for work, but as a ground to occasion, echoing his original Microsoft vision on a global philanthropic scale. Strategic hookups. Gates understood that real change couldn't be alone. He forged hookups with governments, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and pharmaceutical companies. He applied the same sense he used in business, identify influence points, produce impulses, and align stakeholders. When negotiating with medicine manufacturers, Gates pushed for reduced prices in low-income countries. When working with governments, he emphasized responsibility, data collection, and measurable issues. He also encouraged collaboration among NGOs, occasionally interceding between groups that had historically worked in insulation. For Gates, siloed sweats were hamstrung, like software modules that could incommunicate. The thing was systemic impact. Public image and influence. By this period, Gates' public image had experienced a remarkable metamorphosis. The commercial villain narrative from the 1990s had largely faded. Now, he was celebrated as a global problem solver, a billionaire using his wealth to attack the world's most burning challenges. He constantly spoke at transnational forums, prompting other fat individualities to give strategically and championing for global cooperation in health and education. Yet he remained careful not to let fame distract from results. He avoided tone aggrandizement and claimed that the focus remained on the people his program served. The particular dimension, despite his global commitments, Gates maintained a predicated particular life. He spent time with his children, read considerably, both wisdom and history, and engaged in conversations with Melinda about precedences and strategy. She was a sounding board, furnishing perspective when he came too absorbed in criteria and logistics. Their cooperation was essential to the Foundation's approach. Gates frequently credited Melinda for ICE and the Foundation remained mortal-focused and immorally predicated. He learned that data could guide opinions, but empathy was essential for sustainable impact. Reconsidering success by 2012, the shift in Gates' life was complete. He'd gone from erecting a company that defined imperial technology to creating an association that could potentially review mortal occasion. He frequently reflected on the discrepancy. At Microsoft, success was about request share, software relinquishment, and invention. At the Foundation, success was measured in children vaccinated, lives saved, and educational issues bettered. It was a more complex and changeable world, but Gates approached it with the same grim drive and logical rigor. He formally said in an interview, "At Microsoft, I wanted to put a PC on every office. Now, I want to make sure every child has a chance at health and education. The stakes are advanced, and the problems are harder, but that's what makes it worth doing."